Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And now it's time for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special on 670 The Score with your hosts, Josh Liss, race director Carrie Pinkowski, and U.S. Marathon Olympian Jenny Spangler. Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, Biofreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss.
Welcome in and thank you for being with us. Race day is only days away and we're taking a closer look at it all. Hi, it's Josh Liss with you covering my 28th Chicago Marathon, 21st year as lead host, alongside longtime race director Carrie Pinkowski and our Olympian Jenny Spangler, a longtime coach in the Chicago area on her 18th Chicago Marathon broadcast. Hi, guys. Amazing show full of jam-packed guests. We're going to talk to a U.S. Olympian later on in the show, a man who's run in every Chicago Marathon.
The Iron Man.
Also pay it off with some big sponsors and go behind the scenes on the business side of this race. We're just about a week away from race day. So longtime race director Carrie Pinkowski, along with some key dates you want to share for people who are planning next year. What's got you busy? What's on your mind a week or so ahead of the big race?
Well, Josh, it's all becomes very real. All of the planning, all of the pieces that go into it, all of the partnerships. It's an amazing ecosystem. If you think about what we do, transforming 26.2 miles into what becomes the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the city of Chicago, the agencies of Chicago embrace it, the residents, the local businesses, all of that comes together in an amazing celebration. So we'll be putting the finishing touches on it. We'll have having our elite athletes arriving midweek and doing a little shakeout and getting ready for the 47th running of this great Chicago tradition.
Yeah, live coverage 7 to 11 a.m. Sunday, October 12th here on The Score.
I actually got goosebumps walking to the studio today because I saw the blue line down on the course, and you know it's marathon week when you see the blue line.
Absolutely. The blue line is where all the runners follow on exactly a 26.2 mile distance. If you start cutting the corners, you're going to start running a little bit more. You might end up running 27 miles. So follow that blue line when you can. Race director Carrie Pinkowski, I mentioned those key dates coming up for people who want to get ahead really quick and plan on 2026. So the Shamrock Shuffle and Chicago 13.1, you can get in on the registration now and become part of the distance series, right?
Absolutely. So our registration for the Chicago Distance Series is open. Go to the website, shamrockshuffle.com, chicagomarathon.com. You'll be able to connect and get ready for 2026. Can you believe that,
mm-hmm.
Josh?
And
the Chicago Distance Series 2026.
And then what, a few days or a few weeks when the marathon concludes, you'll open up registration. And unless you've got some sort of legacy status, you'll put your name in the hopper, maybe one of the 50,000 plus in 2026.
Absolutely. The selection process will be in place. You can always run for the charity, as we're going to have some of our guests today talking about their partnership. But stay tuned for more. It's going to be a great 2026. But let's get through 2025 first.
Here we are. But still, guys, we've got the unfortunate news recently that one of the faces of the Chicago Marathon will not be able to compete. Dan Romanchuk withdrew after an incident in Sydney. What do we know about Dan, his status, and what happened?
Well, he was competing in the Sydney Marathon, which came on board this year as part of the Abbott World Marathon Majors. They've done an amazing job, and he had a collision with a spectator that was crossing the course. I think it illustrates what athletes are, Paralympic with the wheelchair athletes are. Dislocated his shoulder, so he'll be out for a while. But those of us that have watched it, these guys are flying, so it's amazing that the way that they bang around with each other and the velocity at which they train is an example of how you can become injured.
Yeah, it leaves Marcel Hoog, the favorite and defending champ, on the men's wheelchair side. A lot of familiar names on the women's side this year, and that's in the chair races. And the men's and women's races seem to be pretty wide open again this year too, Jenny Spangler.
They are, and it's going to be exciting. I think there's going to be battles in both of the races. We've got John Career back, who won Boston recently. Last year, if you remember, Josh, he ran the second fastest time in history for the Chicago Marathon on this course. But he's going to be challenged by Jacob Kiplimo, who has the world half marathon record of 56:42. Can you imagine running 56 minutes for a half marathon?
Amazing, amazing. This field is loaded with runners from all over the world, Kenya, Uganda, Belgium, the U.S. as well, and Japan. So many personal records under 205 and 206. It's going to be one of the fastest men's fields. In fact, the favorites that you're talking about, Jenny, are going to be chasing the world record set by the late Kelvin Kiptum not long ago. And on the women's side, I know it's loaded with a lot of top Americans, but the defending champ, Ruth Chepngetich, who set the record last year, is not racing this year. She's agreed to a provisional suspension. Again, the women's race seems wide open, and the Americans will be prominent.
Oh, absolutely. And if you recall, Natasha Rogers, who's in the field, won the Shamrock Shuffle this year. She got a good view of the city. As we all know, Chicago's a fast course, so I always like when you have that good 8K speed, it does well for the marathon.
It's all coming together, Carrie Pinkowski.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and a name from a little bit of the past, but has rounded into form, Galen Rupp. Our 2017, he has two Olympic medals. We've kind of pushed him off to the side there, but he ran well in the Philadelphia half marathon. He's quietly and consistently put some training together, made a couple Olympic teams. I don't think it's over for Galen. I think he's got a couple left. I think he's looking at the American field out there and say, hey, I can still run with those guys.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Carrie, but I love Connor Mance, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say he is going to break the American record on Sunday.
A lot of star athletes will be going for it in the elite fields. We're just starting to get into it on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, Episode 2, alongside Jenny Spangler and Carrie Pinkowski. I'm Josh Liss. Stick around. There's a lot more ahead on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Along with Carrie Pinkowski and Jenny Spangler, here's Josh Liss on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are off to a strong start here on the Preview Special. Josh Liss, Carrie Pinkowski, Jenny Spangler. With you, let's bring in our first guest. Our friend Chris Miller with Abbott is back. Happy marathon season, Chris, Divisional VP, Global Marketing and External Affairs. Thanks for joining us on the show again. It's great to see you this time of year, of course.
It's great to be back. It's hard to believe it's just been a year since Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
The months fly by. Abbott's deeply involved in race weekend, title sponsor of the World Marathon Major Series of races, including the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the Chicago 5K, the Health and Fitness Expo, we're all looking forward to. So, yeah, in a general sense, Chris, what are the goals going into each of these race weekends and maybe your favorite part of the Chicago Marathon experience altogether?
Oh, I think so much of it. For us, I mean, Abbott's a global healthcare company. We're based here in Chicago. We're over 130 years old, founded by Dr. Abbott on the north side of Chicago. So it's foundational to us to be here in our headquarters city. It's really about celebrating what health allows you to achieve. And there's nothing like not just the marathon runners and spectators, but those 5K runners that'll be out on Saturday before the Sunday marathon to really celebrate and showcase what health allows you to do. And just the inspiration that everyone gets, those million plus spectators out on the road, they're going to be cheering everybody on. Like, they get inspired by all those runners. And running a marathon really is just a great way to not only showcase your health, but just inspire so many people.
Yeah, a lot of inspiration out there, Carrie.
Hey, Chris, I have a question for you. You know, we're celebrating, we're going to our 11th year with Abbott, which is amazing. Abbott does some really innovative things, activation, traditional sponsorships, obviously partnership with the Bears that we just saw recently, obviously Real Madrid on a global platform. Those and your advertising, which is very traditional. How does your involvement in the marathon platform here in Chicago with the 5K and the Abbott World Marathon Majors, what's the return, and how do you differentiate how that works in your overall business scheme?
Well, that's the great thing about the Abbott World Marathon Majors, and in particular the race Bank of Chicago Marathon. It's endurance sports is participatory, so all those other things you mentioned, Real Madrid, the Bears. We also have a great partnership with Big Ten that maybe we'll talk a little bit about in terms of driving blood donations. But in the case of these endurance sports, it's just large-scale participatory things. So whether it's the 5K with 10,000 people out there on Saturday or the 50,000-plus runners, it is about people and the health that they're changing, and whether it's themselves or their family and friends who are around them.
Yeah, and the world of marathoning continues to grow. Jenny Spangler, Sydney got off to a big successful start this year. I know Chris was a big part of that.
Yes, everybody was excited to see just another, you know, race on the Abbott World Marathon Majors calendar. And I just want to know, what's next? I mean, how do you keep growing this? And what do you have on your plate, if you can discuss that a bit?
Well, it's great to have Sydney now officially the 7th. My wife ran Sydney. Thank you, because she's done some training with you, Jenny. So it was inspiring to see it as part of the family and see it up front from that angle. We've got the Cape Town Marathon coming up the weekend after Chicago. So that'll be, if it passes, which will be the second year of observation, it'll be added next year, and that'll move to May. So then we'll have 8 races, and then Shanghai is under consideration as well. So I think to truly be the world, you have to have a global footprint, and recognizing that many runners come from around the world, not just from the U.S. or Europe, and where they can then impact. You know, for us, too, it's great because we have a program called Team Abbott. And it is about inspiring those runners with health challenges. And in Chicago, we'll have 136 Team Abbott runners. We'll have a cheer zone there towards the last couple miles of the race with a couple hundred Team Abbott members, friends, family of the runners who are about cheering them on. And so whether it's in Sydney a couple weekends ago, in Chicago, in the other races, it's about celebrating it. So we encourage people to go to just Google Team Abbott or go to Abbott, and they can sign up for that. And we love having people as part of it and sharing their health stories, their challenges, maybe who they're running for, and being able to showcase on that.
Yeah, so many emotions with these average runners going through the streets of Chicago for hours at a time. And without your contributions, you know, none of this is set up and possible. Chris Miller with Abbott with us for another moment on the preview special episode two. The big race is only days away. Chris, you oversee Abbott's global brand storytelling. So you started to talk a little bit about it, but how do you balance the corporate goals with those emotional connections that you're describing, like the ones that runners and fans experience here on race day?
Well, I think that's the great thing about these events. So, you know, health is one of those things that we don't think about until we don't have it, right? It's just something that comes naturally. And then when you're ill or sick or somebody is, it's the first thing that comes to mind of how do I get healthier? And so being able to bring those storytellings of somebody who's overcome something. In fact, at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo, where people are going to go get their bibs for the 5K or for the marathon, we'll be testing people's A1C and cholesterol to help educate them and showcase some more information on health.
So a healthy, wonderful, active lifestyle is the spot on the horizon that your mission is, and that's what aligns so well about our participants.
Absolutely. And what's great, like, I love the marathon, that, you know, the runners that break the tape and are setting those, like, those multiple world records that Chicago now holds. But I love also seeing those 4.5, 5, 5.5 hour runners and the celebration that they have. Maybe it's their first marathon, but just the sheer joy that they have and the experience they've had in training. But then that's a story for life that they're going to have.
Now, yeah. Your wife is an avid marathon runner. I know that you have other responsibilities. She just ran Sydney. But for you, and talking about your family, but also the relationships you've had with some of our elite athletes, you have one or two special moments and I'm talking about across the Abbott World Marathon Major Series, the other markets, but do you have a moment or two that really sticks out as like, wow, this is pretty impressive?
Absolutely. It's been great to get to know the elite athletes as well as all the everyday runners. For me, one of the most special moments when Eliud Kipchoge set his first world record in Berlin, had gone back to actually talk to Edna Kiplagat, who was just getting her Abbott World Marathon Major 6-star medal, and give it to her. When Eliud kind of came around the corner, saw me, gave him a big hug, a high five, and then the band that he was wearing, and for those of you on radio, I'm pointing to it now, he took off and gave to me, and I've worn it since then. So just that special moment. Seeing people like Dina get her 6-star medal. In fact, Eliud will be getting his this fall when he runs the TCS New York City Marathon. That's the one he is missing.
You know, Josh List, Jenny Spangler, that's one of the unique things I've seen in the last couple of years is these magnificent elite athletes that have won Olympic medals, set world records, but they're going back and getting their 6-star. I mean, they're so moved by that journey and acquiring that medal.
I was on a call yesterday with Meb Keflezighi. He started talking about how he's missing Tokyo and Berlin. He's got to do those to get his Abbott Major 6-star medal.
I'm sure he knows somebody that can help him out.
Yeah, Meb might know a few other people. Guys, we're just about out of time here with Chris. Awesome to hear from Abbott's perspective. Chris is the Divisional VP Global Marketing and External Affairs with Abbott, the Abbott World Marathon Majors, Abbott Chicago 5K, Abbott Health and Fitness Expo. We're looking forward to it all. Thanks for the time today on the preview special. We'll see you race weekend. For Jenny and Kerry, I'm Josh. Much more ahead on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, Episode 2, here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Along with Kerry Pinkowski and Jenny Spangler, here's Josh Liss on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Our next guest is a running fanatic just like you and me. He works a full-time job and still prioritizes running and training for the biggest races in Chicago, the Bank of America Chicago Distance Series, the Shuffle, the 13.1, and of course the upcoming Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Gray Gonzalez, welcome to the preview special. Thanks for your time, Gray, and happy marathon season to you.
Happy marathon season. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. You've been part of the series since its beginning a few years back. What keeps you coming back to all three events, and what's made the series special for you as a Chicago runner?
Oh, what's keeping me from running this? I mean, it's the third year of the series, and I'm running it the third time. I keep coming back because the races are so organized, and I feel like the distance are just spaced out properly. They're staggered. So you start with an 8K in the spring, and in the summer you run a 13.1 mile race, and then in the fall you run the marathon. It's like a progressive distance, and it's a beautiful experience.
And Jenny Spangler, I'm curious now that Gray's answer, why are those distances sort of spaced out and those dates that they are so important for the local runners?
Well, it's perfect spacing because you think, okay, I'm coming off my winter training. I think I'm ready for Shamrock Shuffle 8K, and you get confidence lining up, and then you start building for the half. And once you've conquered that half, then you have the confidence to keep training and going for the marathon. So it's a really good stepping stone of racing.
Mm-hmm. Gray Gonzalez is our guest, earning legacy status at this year's Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Kerry, race director for 35 years, some key dates are approaching. Whether people want to get set up for next year, what can you tell us about the Shuffle and 13.1 and marathon dates for 2026 if we're planning?
Absolutely. We'll be announcing that shortly. The registration for those two events will be opening. I'm looking over at Holly. Are we going to do that marathon weekend? I think we are. I'm not sure. But more to come on that on our website, chicagomarathon.com. But we get the demand and the popularity. We're humbled by that. So we get out there very early with the registration, and people look forward to it. Mm-hmm.
So, Gray, just putting you on the spot a little bit, which one is your favorite race? Do you have a particular distance you like or event you like? But out of the three, what would you say is your favorite?
13.1, hands down. It's a challenging distance, but it's not as taxing training-wise compared to the marathon. So absolutely the half marathon is my favorite distance.
When you made the jump from the 8K to the half marathon, the 13.1, and now the Chicago Marathon, what kind of advice might you have for other average runners who have accomplished one of those distances, Gray, but might feel intimidated by making the jump to so many more miles?
Right. So my advice is use the current race as your foundational foundational reference where your fitness is. For example, after running the 13.1, I take about a week break and then use that time how I raise the 13.1 as my foundation as I start building for the full marathon.
Oh, that's very good advice, Gray. And also, I know that you're earning your legacy status this year. So I get what that means is you've run 5 Chicago marathons in the last 10 years. So my question for you is, will the Chicago Marathon continue to be your annual tradition for you? Or like what long-term goals do you have for the sport?
Absolutely. I think this will be continuing as my fall tradition. I mean, it's my hometown race. I love it. It's beautiful weather, very, very beautifully organized. Long-term goal really is, you know, just to keep running as fast as I can, as my body will allow. I mean, I'm aging, but, you know,
Aren't we all?
As I can run, I will. We are all aging, but I will run as long as my body allows me to.
Hey, Gray, what, you know, as a Chicagoan, obviously, you know, you've come to running and you're an enthusiast and you're running across the Bank of America Chicago Distance Series. But really, drilling down, what does the Chicago Marathon experience as a Chicagoan mean to you? What's your takeaway from that?
You know, we always say that Chicago is such a beautiful city and that its people are very supportive of each other. And you see that on race day. You will run through neighborhoods that you don't typically see every day as someone who lives in Chicago. And that's a beautiful thing to experience on race day. And at the same time, Chicago crowd will be there. Chicago will really show that they're very welcoming of everybody.
And on both sides, the runners always appreciate the fans and the fans on the sidelines, cowbells and all, always appreciate the runners. Gray, I'm always amazed at along the course how loud it gets, the volume of the fans and the noise and the bands and the enthusiasm. Is it ever difficult to concentrate along that marathon course, or does it take something sort of ability to dig deeper and stay in a mental space, or does that enthusiasm push you and other runners along?
You know, it's a double-edged sword. The cheers and the crowd will really push you. In those moments where you have like the dark parts, right? It hurts. You have to dig deep. The crowd will boost you. You will carry that energy. However, you have to be strategic. Sometimes the crowd cheers will boost you so much that you might start burning energy so early at the race.
Yeah, Gray represents the average runner who's competing in this amazing series of races, the Shamrock Shuffle, Chicago 13.1, and the Chicago Marathon. Dark places. I think of the long-distance runner. They always kind of find themselves in a point where they could hit a wall or a dark space, Jenny. How do we handle that if we're in that dark
Good
space?
Good question. I always think of Connor Mance's pain cave or whatever.
Yeah, the Mance
pain
chamber.
But you've got to trust your training. And when you get into that dark place, just say, you know, I'm strong. I've done the work. A lot of times you go in the dark spot and then you know you're going to get out of it. So you just have to, you know, keep thinking positive thoughts.
And so Gray Gonzalez, Chicago Marathon enthusiast, you're going to receive legacy status, so you'll be able to continue on for your consecutive runs. But if you could pick out a favorite spot on the course, what kind of pops out when you reflect back on, or if there's a couple of spots that you like along the course that really, you know, really kind of brings it to life?
A couple. First, Mount Roosevelt. It's everybody dreads it. You're almost at the finish line, but it's the most steep incline of the race. However, crowd there will cheer you on, will carry you towards that incline. You'll be fine. And the other one is on Broadway around Mile 7, Mile 8, around Boys Town area. Crowds there are just electric.
You and Randy Burt, who has run all 46, have something in common. You both mentioned Roosevelt Road as the finish
Mount
line,
Roosevelt.
But it is a rallying point for spectators, and there's a great deal of cheering that goes on.
Yeah, you don't make it easy for the runners, but it's one of the unique challenges in this course, and the experienced runners, the legacy runners, sure know about it. Gray Gonzalez, before we let you go, again, just an average everyday runner who's putting in the training and enjoying the series of races. You're also a nurse practitioner. You've run a lot of miles across Chicago, so be honest with us. What's tougher, maybe hitting the wall in a marathon, mile 23, Mount Roosevelt, or a 12-hour hospital shift on your feet?
Marathon training, Mount Roosevelt, absolutely.
Wow.
Okay. 12-hour
shift. There you go. Thanks. Well, all right, well, we'll work on that.
You're a great cheerleader for the race and a great competitor. Yeah. And good luck on race day.
Great.
Thanks for joining us,
Greg,
here on the preview show. Thank you, Greg, and good luck.
Thank you.
Greg Gonzalez is earning legacy status in this year's Bank of America Chicago Marathon. And you can, too, if you look in to the marathon website and to the Shamrock Shuffle in Chicago 13.1. And soon, registration will open for the next year's Chicago Marathon. Stick around. This is the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special with Jenny Spangler and Kerry Pinkowski. I'm Josh List. More ahead on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Now back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Along with Kerry Pinkowski and Jenny Spangler, here's Josh List on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Olympian is on the line. 30-year-old Dakota Popayne joins us here on the preview special. Greetings, Dakota. Thank you for being with us and a happy marathon season. And so is Chris Bowles of the American Cancer Society. He's the Director of Development Endurance for the American Cancer Society based here in Chicago. Dakota and Chris, thanks for joining us. We'll start out with, again, the Olympian. Dakota, greetings. Your PR was set in Chicago just a couple of years ago, 2:24:40, and you're raising money for the American Cancer Society. So, Dakota, what kind of mission are you on? What might your goals be for Chicago this time around?
Yeah, the goal for Chicago is to definitely set another PR. You know, how much? I'm not quite sure yet. Hopefully in the 220s, though. So taking a big swing, for
and
sure.
You've already raised, what we're finding out, is over $16,000 for the American Cancer Society already. The fundraising will continue. What does it mean to you to see that level of support and maybe in honor of your mother and some other people?
Yeah, every time I get a donation, I am just in such awe of the support that I have from the running community and my friends and my family. And I'm just super grateful for it. And I am fundraising in honor of my mom, who I lost in 2020 to lung cancer. And I actually just lost my grandpa this last year to brain cancer. So this is just a thing that's so near and dear to my heart because of the people that I've lost to cancer recently. And I'm just really grateful to be partnered up with the American Cancer Society for this marathon. And it's something I hope I get to do again.
Yeah. And Chris, as you know, you spent many years with the American Cancer Society. You know that someone like Dakota is not alone being touched by cancer.
It's very true. And I want to thank you for allowing us to be here today. We all are connected, know somebody that has been touched by cancer in one way or another. And we're just grateful for the 29 years we've had with the Chicago Marathon, giving everybody the opportunity to raise funds in honor of those that have been diagnosed, in honor of those that they've lost, in honor of those that are, continuing to fight. And so this has just been a tremendous partnership, and we're just so grateful for all the support we get from the Chicago Marathon staff.
And as Kerry knows, it's quite a strong fabric of the race, part of the fabric of the race, the fundraising.
Absolutely. One of the pillars of the event. And Dakota, I mean, one of the things that we're excited about is this is really the first time we've had one of our true elite invited athletes partner with one of our charities. So we're hoping that that this starts a tradition because it's created a great deal of interest. So it's exciting to have this because I think the potential is obviously when Chris and I talked about it initially that you were thinking about partnering with the American Cancer Society and Determination. It's awesome because this is a new page for our event, and I think we can really build on that. So, being the first one to do this, I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, and I'd like to know. I heard that Dakota. I hope I can share this that you've already raised over $16,000 for the American Cancer Society, and you're continuing to accept donations. Would someone like me go, and maybe Chris, you can speak to this too, if I wanted to donate?
Well, a lot of our athletes, or you go ahead first, Dakota.
I was going to say, if you want to donate to my page, you can go to my Instagram and go on to my link tree, and I have a direct link there, and I'm often posting on my stories a link to my donation.
Yeah, Dakota's last name, just for clarification for the listeners who are interested, is spelled P-O-P-E-H. N, a traditional spelling of Popayne, of course, right, Dakota?
Yes.
Yes.
So let's just segue real quick, and we'll talk about some of the fundraising in the American Cancer Society and your connection in a second. And we've got some questions from Instagram from followers of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. We can have some fun with you in a moment. But first, I want to mention your form and the history and the experience you have in Chicago. You set that recent PR at a half marathon. So what kind of training or mindset changes are contributing to your form heading into Chicago?
Yeah, I'm super lucky that I've been very injury-free throughout my career. So honestly, training's been very similar to all my other blocks, but I have just progressed very nicely due to the consistency that I have.
Well, Dakota, you know, obviously your performance in Chicago and then in the Olympic trials and then in the Olympics, and, you know, growing up and being from Minnesota, we're going to claim you as part of the Midwest here. So do you feel a certain amount of responsibility? I mean, coming back to Chicago, which is, you know, Minnesota's just up the road from us a little bit. But is there any added pressure to perform?
You know, I think I'm doing a really good job of only putting and listening to the pressure that I put on myself. But of course, when I'm in the Midwest, I always want to show up and show out for the Midwest. I think we are a particularly strong group of people.
Yeah, Jenny, it looks like the American field is wide open on the women's side. Maybe Dakota thinks it's not so wide open with the sound of her confidence today on the show. What do you think, Jen?
Oh, I don't know. Dakota, I've been following you. You've had some great training runs, and just setting your PR in the half recently is really shows, you know, your true fitness right now. And I'm just wondering, since you raced here in 2023, have you switched your training up at all? Since you know the course now, you know the environment, have you rethought how you want to train as compared to when you raced here last?
Yeah, I would say my mileage has been a lot higher, and we've focused a lot more on speed this go around because Chicago is so flat that I think the top end speed is really important. And I'm super lucky this go around that I will have a personal pacer, one of my teammates and friends, so will be pacing me along the way. So I get to just shut my brain off and just show up on race day, which is super exciting.
Is that going to be good enough to win or find the podium? Are you bold enough to express any of those goals, Dakota?
I am somebody who is, I always say that I am just stupid enough to think I can. And I do think there's a chance I can podium. I think there's a chance I can win. I wouldn't say it's the deepest Chicago field I've ever been a part of. So I think there's a chance that I could.
That's awesome. And your fundraising with the spirit of your mother and other family members for the American Cancer Society. Chris Bowles is here in studio with us. What does it mean, Chris, to have someone as dynamic as Dakota's stature running for your cause?
It means a lot just to have somebody, as Carrie has mentioned, you know, an elite runner at the front of the field. I know that she's already talked about, you know, finding her way to the podium. In my book, she's already setting the pace. She's already winning. She's, you know, raising incredible funds and just been so generous with her time and sharing her story that we are just so grateful for everything that she has done. And again, it puts a spotlight that everybody can do this. And I know that she has inspired so many of her followers to either, you know, donate to her page or hopefully find a cause that's meaningful, you know, to them, to hopefully support, you know, we're coming up on the 50th anniversary in a couple of years for the Chicago Marathon. I know that we want to continue to see this amazing charity program grow. And, you know, we're just, again, it's an opportunity for people to truly give back to a cause that's meaningful to them and share their marathon journey along the way. And it provides a lot of added inspiration for people.
Yeah, the American Cancer Society. It's time for questions from Instagram. Jenny Spangler.
Here we go.
All right, so sit back, Dakota Popain. We've got some questions from followers of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Instagram page for you. Jenny, go ahead and send one Dakota's way.
All right, here's one I like. You've claimed to be a Swiftie. If you could only listen to one Taylor Swift song on repeat, what would it be?
on repeat. Oh, it's such a vibe. It totally depends on the day, but I could listen to Ivy over and over for sure.
Okay.
Josh, I'm
cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Good. Okay.
All right. It's a little off my radar, but I know they're popular.
You're more of a Grateful
Dead guy.
Applicable
for the Cubs, isn't it? It's applicable for the Cubs today.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Ivy, yeah. For the
Ivy, good stuff. Yeah. All right, I'll lob another one at you. Dakota, when did you first get into running? What interested you about the sport?
I started running when I was a freshman in high school. I had grown up playing hockey like a true Minnesotan would. And my mom just saw how much I loved hockey and how invested I was, but felt that I needed to broaden my horizons. And I ended up going for track because I would beat the boys in the mile in gym class. So I thought, you know, maybe I've got some potential at this.
That is an awesome line. Because I beat the boys in the mile in gym class. See you, boys. Did they still talk to you after class, though?
No, they wouldn't.
Good.
That's great.
Better that way.
All right. So going from freshman year in high school all the way to the 2024 Paris Olympics, what is your favorite memory from the Olympics?
Well, my favorite memory from the Olympics was at the 25K mark of the marathon when I turned for home and all of a sudden ended up in the lead. And I just felt like I could hear the entire state of Minnesota and honestly the entire United States cheering for me. It felt very special. But I would also need to say that I got engaged at the finish line. So that's also a very great part of my Olympic experience.
Wow. Put a ring on it. If not a medal, a ring.
That's not a, you left Paris with hardware after all.
That's not a Taylor
I
Swift
did.
Song.
That's a love story.
Isn't that a Beyonce song? That is fantastic.
I mean,
that's on your playlist, isn't it?
That is, Josh? Sure. It's somewhere deep. Deep cuts. Wow, Dakota, you're quite the sport. We appreciate you joining us here on the Marathon Preview Special, Episode 2, and wish you the best of luck. Fundraising for the American Cancer Society and competing with the rest of the elite field in the Chicago Marathon. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it. Dakota Pope Payne, the U.S. Olympian, and Chris Bowles, Director of Development and Endurance for the American Cancer Society, based here in Chicago. Thanks again for your time and good luck race weekend. We've got a lot more ahead on the Preview Special. Stick around for Jenny and Carrie. I'm Josh. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Now back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Along with Carrie Pinkowski and Jenny Spangler, here's Josh Liss on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Who's thirsty? The Culligan Water is here, along with our next guest, Al Hammoud, President and Chief Financial Administrative Officer with Chicago's own Culligan. A happy marathon season, Al. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Oh, thank you. We're so excited to be here and to be part of this great partnership.
Oh, goodness, I bet. Water and wellness, Chicago's own Culligan has been a part of it. What's inspired Culligan to get involved with the Chicago Marathon, and how does the sponsorship fit into the company's broader mission?
Oh, it's awesome for us because if you think about it, right, it is water. Runners are deliberate about what they put in their body. They know what they're doing. They know how to do it. What better to put in than clean, healthy tasting water all the way around? We are a 90-year-old company. We started as the Culligan Man. Our vision was always clean, health, safe drinking water. In Chicago it started, but now it's around the globe. And to be able to now start to partner and cool, really super cool events like this is just awesome.
Yeah, it seems like a perfect fit. Carrie Pinkowski, longtime race director, Culligan, the marathon. Of course you're going to be drinking water. Bring in Chicago's own Culligan.
Absolutely. I mean, for you know, we were talking earlier, I mean, it's such an iconic brand and such a visibility that connects with the city. And to have you participate like this, I mean, I think we're part of that is we appreciate the fact that it's a unique, it's got such a legacy and history as the marathon does. But let's talk a bit about sustainability. I mean, one of the things that we pride ourselves on with the Chicago Marathon is making sure that we're moving towards, everything that we do, our vendors, our partners, that we have a sustainable product that we can recycle. Obviously your partnerships at the United Center with the Bulls. I mean, I see that bottle living on. I was talking earlier, I've got to freshen up because mine is beat up and dented, but that just is what's happening. I mean, kids are carrying the bottles around. People are carrying, moving away from plastic. How does that fit into your vision?
Well, so sustainability isn't like a trend. It's not a fad. It's the cornerstone of our business model. It's what we do, and it's what we do around water. And as we look at partnerships and we evaluate lots of partnerships, right, we have to make certain that our partners are aligned with it. And that's why the Chicago Marathon is so special to us, because you're combining sustainability not only with us, but with others, and combine those driving forces again. It's super, super exciting.
So, Al, I have a nice bright blue Culligan water bottle myself that I carry around. I refill with water. And people, even people on the streets, like, I like that water bottle. How can I get a Culligan water bottle?
Well, one, you can run in the Chicago Marathon. But two, our partnership with the Bank of America Chicago Distance Series. It can be the Shamrock Shuffle. It can be the half marathon. It can be the full marathon. And then we have a super special relationship, too, with the United Center, Blackhawks and Bulls games. Other than that, we save them for our partners. But I love hearing stories and I love getting photos of people carrying our blue bottles around because it talks about the recyclability and your nurturing it and utilizing it and recycling it versus tossing it.
That's awesome. So I know we're talking earlier, you have some people coming from across your business partnerships, across your different lines of business that are going to run. How does that fit into your cultural kind of consciousness? I mean, health and are you're working with a product like Culligan and supporting these active events. Is that part of the culture, the work, your workforce and your team?
Oh, yeah. It smacks dab right down the mission of what we do and how we go do it. And I think being a global company, we're in 90 different countries. We service 150 million people a day. And then allowing our employees or inviting them to come and run in the race and see what we do and how we do it, and they take it back to their countries and continents, it's been awesome. And by the way, the demand for doing more marathons, not only in Chicago, but in some of our countries, has been awesome. This has been a real big pillar and catalyst for our success.
Another moment with Al Hammoud, Chicago's own Culligan. He's the president and chief financial and administrative officer, spending a few moments with us here on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, Episode 2. Al, as someone who's driven strategy at the highest levels from Disney to TransUnion, now Culligan, what lessons from the boardroom may or may not apply to the marathon course?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, right, first and foremost, it's you have to have a strategy. So fortunately, I have been able to run a marathon, half marathon, and the Chicago. So I think it's like everything, right? It's an event. It's a process. You need a strategy. You need to plan. You need to prepare. You have to commit yourself to all the hard details to be successful. And I think in any strategy, whether it's in the boardroom or whether you're a runner or people like working with all of you in these massive events, details matter. Commitment to the process matters. And that's how you get excellence out of it.
And for someone like you who's chaired nonprofits like Chicago Run, why is it so important to support health and wellness?
I'm active. My family is active. I think mentally it's really good for you. I think health and wellness is critical to society, to the youth, to middle age and older people. I'm all in on it. Our company is all in on it. And that's why marathon and what we're doing with the Chicago Bank of America Chicago Marathon City is awesome, because you don't have to be a marathon runner, right? You can do the 5K, you can do the half, you can do the big one. But in all instances, it invites everybody. It's inclusive, right? Invites everybody to participate.
All right. So as we let you go here on the race preview show, where are you going to be on race day? You're going to be somewhere?
Finish line. Finish line.
Somewhere, bottle of Culligan, a cowbell. What are you going to be?
I mean, the most amazing thing about the Chicago Marathon is it's such a humbling experience to see people cross the line. The commitment, the dedication, the focus. So I will be there with smiles on my face and the humility that comes to greet all of those individuals.
Well, thank you for the time. We appreciate it. On behalf of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, they appreciate Culligan and all you do. Al Hammoud, thanks for joining us on the preview show today. For Jenny and Carrie, I'm Josh. We've got more ahead. Stick around at Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Now back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, Kia, and the Chicago Park District. Along with Carrie Pinkowski and Jenny Spangler, here's Josh Liss on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Our next guest is one of three legendary runners to complete every Bank of America Chicago Marathon going back to 1977. Randy Burt joins us here on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, Episode 2. Hi, Randy. Happy marathon season. How are you?
Hi, Josh. I'm doing great. I feel good, and I'm ready to run 26.2 miles.
That's fantastic. So the goal is to keep the streak alive. Congratulations. And with over 100,000 miles on the roads in your running career, we have to ask, what keeps you motivated to keep lacing those shoes up year after year, Randy?
Yeah, in the early days, it was to try and, you know, improve with personal records. But these days, it's just that the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is an enjoyable race. I mean, the course is fantastic, fast, flat. We've got the beautiful 29 neighborhoods. We've got all the spectators. So it's just a wonderful event, and we don't have to worry about setting records. So it's a little bit more enjoyable.
Randy, 47 marathons. That is absolutely amazing. 47 years. You know, I have a chance to talk to groups and organizations about running and training. And we talk about, you know, what Joan Samuelson did here in her records and Paula Radcliffe and the great Calvin Kiptum. But when I mentioned we have a couple of guys that have started and finished all 46 and are going through their 47th. That is equally impressive. I don't know. You're a very humble guy that has been working with us for a long time. Do you ever step back and say, wow, this is an amazing accomplishment?
You know, every once in a while, yeah. It's because for the first one in 1977, I was only 29 years old. And now I'm 77, pushing 78 here in about 5 weeks. And it's thinking, wow. That is incredible. It's the number 47 for this Bank of America Chicago Marathon is interesting. But when you put it in the perspective of the age of, you know, George Mueller, Henry Kozlowski and me, yeah, it's kind of interesting.
So, Randy, what, you're like 29 years old when you ran your first marathon. Now, if I can say it, you're 77 years old. How has your training changed over the years with aging? Because a lot of people ask me, you know, how do I train differently now that I'm getting a little bit older? So what advice would you give us more masters runners?
Yeah, a little bit
runners?
Older. Yes, yeah. I like that. I like how you position that.
The training has changed. I run fewer miles in my training. Right now I do 30 to 40 miles a week. Whereas in the old days, I used to do 60 to 70. The pace is much slower. You know, I used to run sub 7 minute miles in training. I can't get anywhere near that now. So those two things, to manage the injury issue, because there's been a lot of injuries. And at this age, it doesn't take much to cause those injuries to come to the surface. So a little bit slower and fewer miles. And then some cross training.
Very patient.
I run about 4 days a week and cross train in between.
Yeah, it's great. Very fit at your age, 77. You're an inspiration, Randy, getting ready to compete in another Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the 47th running, your 47th running as well. Hey, the opposite of that, what's sort of the worst or dumbest piece of advice you've ever heard or followed when it came to training for the marathon or running it?
Well, there's a lot of things. You know, if you take a look at 1977, it was at that time the biggest marathon in the world, the largest in the world. It was called the People's Race, Mayor Daley Marathon, and about 4,500 runners. I think most of us, it was our first marathon. We didn't know what to expect. There were no training programs. There weren't any information, wasn't any information about nutrition or clothing. So I made all the mistakes. You know, pre-race, you should have carbohydrate loading. Don't do what I did. I had that pepperoni pizza and cheap red wine the night before.
Did you hear that, and Josh? You got to change your ways.
That was
indigestion thinking about it.
Yeah, that was not a good thing to do. I wore my high school gym clothes, and it, of course, rubbed me raw in all these sensitive places on a human body. Felt like somebody sandpapered me. So now there is comfortable, moisture-wicking clothing. Wear that. There's a lot of training programs out there because we didn't know what we were doing back then. Now there's all these, you know, 16-week training programs, 12 weeks, and, you know, based on whatever your goal is. So there's a lot of great information out there. And if people just stick with their goals and training programs, they'll have the best chance for success.
Yeah, Randy, as far as competing in another marathon and inspiring the rest of us, yeah, it's good. You've overcome those mistakes over the years, and you're going to be able to line up now and keep going, maybe until you hit 50. We're hearing rumors of that being the goal still.
Right, that's the goal. And in fact, really, when you think about the difference between 1977 and now our 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon 2025, there's really only about three things that have not changed. And that is the race is in Chicago, the distance is 26.2 miles, and three people have crossed the finish line all 46 times, George Mueller, Henry Kozlowski, and me.
Unbelievable.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
Hey, if I could jump in here for a second. You know, if you think about doing something on the same day for 46 years, I mean, I tried to get Jenny and Josh and I to run the Shamrock Shuffle, which is nowhere near the undertaking. I think we made it 1 or 2 years and that was it. And then some issues came up. Jenny continues on. But what about your family? What kind of support do you get from your family? Because obviously, that's a mark on the calendar. You know, are they supportive? Hey, here you go. Here we go. Another marathon. Or do they just say, I'll see you later. This guy's crazy. I mean, what's the temperature with your family members?
Oh yeah. This guy's crazy is out there all the time with a lot of people that I know, including the family.
Randy,
I tell them here is race day. You know, don't plan anything around that. You know, don't try and include me in anything that might be happening, no soccer games or anything else. And they know by now, they know that the second Sunday in October is marathon day. So they're
awesome.
All very supportive.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Cool. That is amazing. And so, Randy, in 1 week, many, many first time marathoners will line up to do their at the Chicago Marathon to do their very first marathon. And I would think you out of anybody can give some good advice to them. You know the course and the environment. What advice would you give them as someone who really has seen it all?
Okay, good. That's a great question. Again, I mentioned nutrition, clothing, training, and we've got a fast, flat course. Enjoy it. We have a lot of spectators, 1.7 million, maybe even more now. We've got the 29 beautiful neighborhoods. The one challenge is when we're coming south on Michigan Avenue, getting close to the finish line, you turn right onto Roosevelt Road, and ahead of you is Mount Roosevelt.
Well, come on. You can't have it all, Randy. Come on. You know, 47 years. Come on, we got to have a little bit of a challenge there for you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Terry, if you could flatten that out, you would help a lot of runners.
I'm putting it on my list right now. Yeah. The Ironman of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Just don't hit any walls, Randy.
Yeah. Hey, Randy Burke.
Yeah. Last thing before we let you on the preview show. After
400 meters. To go.
That's all around the corner there. So, Randy, 48 Chicago Marathons, you're about to take it off. What are you going to do to celebrate?
Celebrate, come home. There's no Bears away game to watch or anything like that. Just kind of relax a little bit, take a nice hot shower, maybe mow the lawn. I've done that before.
Good luck. Okay.
So you're cool down?
All right. I hope survive,
how about
Randy?
Red wine and
we
pizza
appreciate your
after
time.
The race?
Along with Gary Pinkowski and Jenny Spangler. Gosh, we could talk to Randy all night. Good luck in the race, Randy. Thank you for being with us.
Congratulations.
On the
Iron Man
special.
Randy Burt, unbelievable.
My pleasure, and thanks, Carrie, and your entire staff for such a wonderful marathon.
Our pleasure. Go get them, man. I know everyone's going to be cheering for you.
Our show is crossing the finish line now. Guys, the big race is next weekend already. Sunday, October 12th. Be here for live coverage, 7 to 11 a.m. on The Score. Thank yous go out to producer Holly Petrovich, our technical wizard, Russ Matera, executives Ryan Porth and Mitch Rosen. For Jenny and Carrie, I'm Josh. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on race day. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.